Hello everyone, I'm Jonas, a graduate student in Iowa State University. Today I'm going to show how we can monitor soil organic carbon using statistical models in the United States. The main purpose of this article was to compare statistical models and method for identifying the transfer functions for soil organic carbon. After validation performance, we try to show the utility of the method in this study. As the table illustrates, during the last decade, we had lots of articles about using artificial neural networks in soil science. However, this number decreases when you look at other methods, especially about particle swarm optimization. We just have a few number of article publications about this method. So it shows that we have a remarkable gap between using new methods and old methods. Soil organic carbon is a fundamental part of a soil ecosystem and affects its physical, chemical, and biological properties. During the last years, we had lots of papers about soil organic carbon, and nowadays soil scientists and other investigators in other majors trying to do further research in this term. So it shows that soil organic carbon plays an important role in our ecosystem. In this study, we used data from National Cooperative Soil Survey, and we try to select two or three samples for each state. In fact, we try to cover the whole country. Unfortunately, in some states, we couldn't find desired data, so some states didn't include in our study. This, we targeted the data that was generated between 2000 and 2014. This process resulted in 246 samples, that 75% of samples were selected to train models, and the remaining was chosen as an independent validation data set. Before running the methods, we tried to eliminate those variables that didn't have significant effect on soil organic carbon. So, after running a supervised regression, we just had clay, aluminum, manganese, calcium, and potassium as input variables, and organic carbon as target variable. And for the method that we tested, we had the same input and output variables. At first, we tested artificial neural networks. As you probably know, this method was based on biological neural networks. We have a large cluster of neurons in this method that they try to solve the problem in the way that the brain does. After that, we tested genetic algorithms. In this method, it is used to solve complex optimization issues. In GA, we have three basic operators: selection, crossover, and mutation. In this method, the best population is selected based on these three operators. So it goes like a cycle and repeat until the best population is selected. And after that, we tested particle swarm optimization. This method is an evolutionary technique that was invented from research into the predation behavior of bird groups. In this method, particles or population try to find the best position, and when a particle finds the best position, other particles follow that one based on its direction and velocity. The main difference between this between PSO and GA is that in PSO we don't have mutation, but in GA we have mutation. Finally, we tested principal component regression. This regression technique works based on principal component analysis. As the figure illustrates, the result of ANN sounds better than the other method based on R squared. However, the result of GA and PSO are very, very similar to ANN, so we concluded that in this study, the result of GA, ANN, and PSO are promising. In this table, as I mentioned, the result of based on R squared, the result of ANN are better. However, when you look at the RMSE, the result of PSO and GA are better than ANN. The main point about this study is that in PSO, GA, and even PCR, we have equation. So we can see what is happening while we are running models. And we can see what is exactly the relationship between input variables and output. So they act like a white box, but ANN acts like a black box. You cannot see the process. You cannot see happening while you are running the models. So, in fact, in ANN, it is a method that controls your knowledge. But in PSO, GA, and PCR, even PCR, you can control the method and you can use your knowledge in this methods. Even though there are a kind of differences between validation performance, but there is no large differences between them, and we can say that the result of PSO and GA and ANN were very similar to each other. However, the point here is that we concluded that PSO and GA are more productive and convenient than ANN as an old method, and nowadays most soil scientists are using ANN. In PSO and GA, we can start with a base equation, and you can tell the method to optimize the coefficients. Which one you want, it is up to you. For example, you can say that you can select which coefficients should be optimized and which one shouldn't be. You can add and remove any variables you want. But in ANN, it is impossible. And most importantly, in PSO and GA, we have a quantitative relationship between input variables and output. So, consequently, we can say that PSO and GA, especially PSO as a new method, is more productive and convenient than ANN. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Anna. You have a lot of time for questions.
Thank you. I have a two-part question.
Sure.
The first is, what is the benefit of modeling carbon when you're inputting chemical parameters? And the second is, did you examine the residuals between methods to see if there are particular samples that perform poorly in all of the models?
About the first question, in fact, here we just wanted to test the difference between the methods. Yes, you're right. Maybe just measuring organic carbon is not very difficult to use as a transfer function. But here the main purpose was to compare different methods because, unfortunately, nowadays we have lots of new methods. But soil scientists are just trying to use ANN it is old and it is not more productive than like new methods. So it is just you just try to use to compare new and old methods here. And about second question.
Look at when there's certain samples that perform poorly in all models, was there
some structure
to the residuals or was it just random noise?
Just random. Because there was a huge data, so just
sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
I think that would be
just
with the whole data set that you create, I validation.
For validation?
Yeah.
We just selected randomly 20%.
Right?
Yes. But validation data set was independent.
Well, we can discuss it, but we have a problem.
So, in the different version that is one year into the three data set, it seems to be always created as a top performer in a lot of the different different areas. The reason why you can include random forms to do this.
So maybe you know, Dr. Berdig and I were trying to develop this paper for general. Maybe we can test another methods, but we just wanted to, you know, I had another paper about PSO, so I was curious to test this method here about this card. Thank you. Good.